searching bags and making sure that no one's got any of the banned objects.
Quanto se bella Roma, quando sera.
Well, Roma fans are amongst the lucky ones. They still get to see their team in the flesh. Most, if not all, the blame for the latest crisis has been directed towards the ultras, the fans groups. Well, one of the most famous Roma ultras in the 1980s and 1990s was Lorenzo Contucci. He's now a successful lawyer and regularly defends fellow ultras in the courts. Emma's been to see him.
Ah, buonasera, sono Emma Wallace alla BBC. Possiamo parlare con l'avvocato Contucci, per favore?
My name is Lorenzo Contucci and I am a criminal lawyer. I live in Rome since ever and I am also a supporter of Roma.
And you used to be an ultra, is that right?
Yes, I've been an ultra since the 70s, since 79, until 03. That's right, because now I am more quiet. I am an ex-ultras now.
Having been an ultra and defending ultras in these kind of situations, do you think that the ultra in general in Italy are misunderstood? Do you think that the majority are not how they're painted in the media at the moment, like the fans in Catania, violent and dangerous?
I think that ultras can be violent, but it's not right to say that all the ultras are hooligans, you know. They can be violent because ultras is very young, passionate, and sometimes it can happen that if there are problems with police or other fans, they can be very, very violent.
So what do you think about the measures that the government's proposing this week to play most of the matches behind closed doors, to limit the number of fans, in fact, even stop fans who already have season tickets?
For me, it's absurd only because a policeman died. They made something like this. They follow the English model. In England, people go to faraway matches, but everything works in a right way. This is the difference.
So do you think then the problem is not the fans themselves, but the way that the matches are controlled? And in which case, who is in the wrong here?
Absolutely, yes. When I have been to see some matches in England, I went to see lately Fulham Wigan, and I saw also my team in England against Middlesbrough. And everything was very well organized. The police was very polite. In Italy, it's not like this.
What's it like in Italy then?
In Italy, this year that we have the stewards, it's a little bit better. But police, for me, is not so well prepared to stay in a football match. They should be they should come in only when there is a really risk of troubles. But it's better that, like in England and like in France or Spain, there are stewards, not police.
Because do you think that there's already a lot of distrust between the ultra and the police?
Absolutely, yes. Because government gave a big power to police, and while in England there is a judge that can ban a fan from going to the stadium, in Italy it's the same police that can ban a fan. So there is a strong hate between fans and police because sometimes these bans are not right. Many people they win their trials after that they have done all their ban. Because in Italy the system is that you are judged after years and years and years, mm-hmm. and you for 3 years are banned. This is the real problem of the hate. This is why there is hate between fans and police.
But surely the ultras have been placed under bans.
Yeah.
Must have done something in the stadium to merit that ban, no?
No. This is the problem. Sometimes the bans hit the most representative people without proofs, and because police know very well that their trial will be very long in time. So in the meantime, they are banned. This is the problem.
What do you think now should be done then, considering the policeman has died?
I think that the club should own their stadium.
Why?
This, because, like in England, they can organize it following their will, you know. And while in Italy, stadiums are a property of the state and or of the city. So it's very difficult to find, to improve them, because the money are not from the club, but from the state that don't want to pay for football.
Do you think there's an argument for saying that most of the stadiums in Italy, not only do they not meet the safety standards set by the government, but also even the ones that do, like the Stadio Olimpico here in Rome, are not particularly well equipped? I mean, the seats are plastic, they're covered in chewing gum, they're not very comfortable. Do you think that encourages a culture of violence and kind of don't care, you know?
This is the problem, because Stadio Olimpico is terrible, because you are so far from the pitch, the seats are dirty, and I am a client of AS Roma, and I would like to have my seat clean, because I pay a lot of money, and I want to be treated like a client.
You're a lawyer, and you were an ultra. The ultras now, at least the violent ones, are being painted as disaffected youths, people from poor backgrounds, violent, with a grudge against the police. Do you think that's true?
In AS Roma Ultras, we were about 4 or 5 lawyers, a couple of people who work in banks, and there is everybody. There is from the lawyer, from the painter, everything. It's not true. We are all. There is all kind of people. I can see that when I was younger, I could be violent for different reasons, not because I am unemployed or I have not studied, maybe only because a policeman gave me a punch. So there is everybody can be violent. If you go outside the stadium and some people give you a slap in your face, maybe you can react. And it is the same in the stadium.
Were you violent in the past?
No, I can say sometimes it happens that you have to defend yourself. If you go to Bergamo and there are 1,000 people that want to kill you and there is no police at all, I am not like Jesus Christ. I try to defend myself.
That was Lorenzo Contucci, a former Rome ultra.
Okay, Emma, we've just bought today's newspapers and there's definitely been a change in tone.
Yeah, that's right, Robert. Some of the sports newspapers are rather triumphalist. Just a week on from the tragedy in Catania, the Gazzetta dello Sport is trumpeting, ricominciamo, we're starting again. Obviously, some vested interest here amongst the sports journalists.